Chapter 10. Do not embrace the blade of your enemy. Dear Prawn, I knew that you would enjoy the art of looking on the bright side. On the other hand, please do not heap praise on me just yet. I am not even halfway through what I intended to write about, the tactics of dealing with anger. If you start showering me with compliments now, you will soon become exhausted and a spent force in finding many more words to praise me. I had better get right to the point. The tactics of dealing with anger in this letter is called Do Not Embrace the Blade of Your Enemy. The gist of this is whenever you feel the onslaught of anger, please try to ponder deeply on the following. 1. When you become alienated, hostile, or angry with someone, your enemy or the target of your anger usually wishes to see your downfall and will provoke you by cunning means. Since he is looking to make you angry and thus defeat you, why should you fall for his tricks? If he provoked you, and you should not return your anger, the one who suffers is not you, but your antagonist. Conversely, if you lose your sense, a slight provocation will enrage you, like a forest fire that becomes ablaze because of a slight breeze. Your enemy will be delighted to see you fall so easily for his ploy. Hence, you must not fall in your enemy's hands by getting angry. 2. Anger is the origin of decline. From all virtues you have amassed all your life, if you go on indulging your anger, which is a malignant abscess in your body, let me ask you this. Is there anyone more foolish? 3. You censure the ill-tempered, irascible people as savage and barbaric, yet you let your anger consume you. Let me ask you. Who is to be more censured for being savage and barbaric than yourself? 4. You witness with your own eye that the anger of your enemy is leading him along the path of decline, so that all is in vain. Why should you become a copycat of his irascibility? Realizing that he is walking the wrong path, do you still want to follow in his footsteps? 5. What aggregates, which made up the body and mind, is it that make you angry? Now, since all things are illusory and transcendent, the aggregates that are the objects of your anger have already disintegrated by now. As they undergo constant change, the person at whom you are angry and the person you see now are not the same. Who is it that you are deludedly addressing your anger against? Prawn, the concept in number 5 may philosophically be is dark, profound, and hard to grasp. Just take your time to ponder on it. I believe it will benefit you considerably. I would like to elaborate this concept by quoting a Western philosopher. You cannot jump twice into the same river. This is because the body of water you jumped into the first time is no longer the same body of water you see in front of you now. The river keeps shifting all the time, and is indeed non-existent or nothingness. I think this analogy will help you understand the last item better, more or less. Your t-shirt.